microphones.
I did, so.
Yeah, last meeting, I forgot what it was.
How many?
Yeah, so he was checking with Ben to see how many we actually have on stuff.
Okay. What committee should that be?
Like that.
Yeah. I'm Yes, so like you leave the kids in one room and the teachers are the ones that you've got. And the course, I don't know about him, but groups of kids going on vacation, and then other girl kids are going to be running. And then we need to say, I don't
know. I mean, there should be one time. One time. One time. One time. One time. More about snakes than the kids. Anyway, I had to run here, but anyways. 2 hours in one.
I saw him speaking of Facebook, asking me if I should do better than the timeout generation. I would assume it's the same as the counter. I didn't have the pension is the tips. Oh, you can't manage your
And I said, "Lady Rath, there's enough room in here for you to lay down in the trunk." They said, "No," and said, "The lady, open it."
I did. I'll be there.
Like you said, you just float down the road.
Yeah,
you
do. Yeah.
That's
an
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that.
Hopefully for the meeting next month, he's on a
We might not have tables in, so we might have to sort of meet up, but the space will be done.
They want things.
I don't know if we'll be in our offices yet, because the furniture is delayed because of COVID, but I think we can get it upstairs.
We can't
better sound system and everything. I mean, she'll still have to set up there. There's probably game and somebody wants to build a something else. Skype and all that, but they're like, and so
should
I'm
be good.
When's that?
Next month.
Unless you just from the college or want to, that's up to you. That won't be demoed for at least a few months.
We're going to store them and figure
out how to use for them.
No, we
got something like this a little bit longer.
The Strait County Legislature to order. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Sparatella, here. Ms. Fitzpatrick, here. Mr. Hanna,
here.
Mr. Horton,
here.
Mrs. Lando, here. Ms. Latimer,
here.
Mr. Mayo,
here.
Mr. Malter,
here.
Mr. Mullen,
here.
Mr. Nichols,
here.
Mr. Potter,
here.
Mr. Rausch,
here.
Mr. Ryan, Mr. Shue,
here.
Mr. Swackhammer,
here.
Mr. Van Castle,
here.
Mr. Van Atten,
here.
We have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Would Mr. Swackhammer do the invocation and Mr. Mullen?
Let's pray. Our Father,
who art
in heaven, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for these United States of America. We thank you for those who are fighting to keep our freedoms. We just pray for our country, for our leaders, that you might guide and direct. Be with us today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the first order of business today is we have a presentation from Jennifer Carius with the Census Bureau.
Jennifer?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I thought it was going to be closer to 10:30 from Brenda, but I think she has a PowerPoint that she's going to bring up that you all could see. And I suppose that I'll bring it up on my own computer so I can keep track of what I'm saying. Can you all see what she's sharing? Or is that up already? Am I going to be able to see it?
You should be on your screen right now.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Well, anyway, thank you for having me today. I am a partnership specialist with the U.S. Census, with a regional office operating out of New York City. And partnership program is working with organizations to promote the self-response of the census. And you all are very critical, and I'm here to give you an update today. Yes, the census is still very much happening. So you can advance that if you'd like, Brenda. If that is Brenda advancing it.
Hit enter.
Yeah. And these are just some basics to remind you and to bring it to the forefront of your mind that the census is the largest statistical agency in the United States. And not only do we have the every 10-year census, but we have a number of other censuses, 130 to be specific, and including the long form American Community Survey, and then the one with the Labor Department, which is providing labor and employment statistics, the current population survey, as well as the housing, and which is done with HUD. And in fact, decennial census is being is a survey on housing as well. And then don't forget the economic census and the census of government. So the health of government and our economy, the extent of government, these are kind of important things to keep track of, and the census is doing that sort of thing every 5 years as well. So if you would just advance that. And if you have questions about people working in your area, you're like, oh, is this, who are these people working for the census? Is that real? You can go on this website at top here and just, you know, check what kind of surveys are going on in your area. And there's a fraud alert number in case that you have any question about that. Very important. Go ahead and advance. And remember, this is a mandated process by a constitution. And ever since our inception as a country from 1790, that every 10-year census should be done. And this is becoming an increasingly complex and large operation with counting 330 million people and 140 housing units. And it's safe and easy and important to do the census more than ever now with COVID. We are fortunate to have an online opportunity with it this year. And remember, this determines our representation and funding for the next 10 years. So if you could just go forward, this is about a 10-minute presentation, just so you know. Don't forget, we could lose seats in the House of Representatives by not being thorough with our complete count, and I'm here to partner with you to help. We have at least $675 billion of federal funding being allocated through, you know, our federal programs are functioning. Basically, our federal system is functioning through these funding streams. And things like our roads and bridges, our assistance for housing, things to our schools, special programs for schools, health centers in rural areas. This is all super important. I have a whole chart of the different programs funded through the census allocation and headcount. And remember that business relies on this. We can't make a good business plan without understanding the top populations we are targeting. This also serves, the census serves as the benchmark for all other population and housing surveys. So it's super important. It determines our boundaries. I'm sure you're, as governments, you're working with the census on boundary and annexing. So then if you would just forward it. So census is safe. Again, we've been doing this a long time. There are several surveys going on all the time. I myself am under oath. I could go to jail for 5 years for releasing personal identifying information. The agency is accountable and cannot share to any other agency or court. This is determined under a federal law. It's called Title 13. And that's important to know that we have, you know, the highest security levels with handling this data, as well as our individual staff role in protecting personally identifying information. If you would just go forward. And it's never been easier than now to do this, the 2020 census. It's a simple 10 questions, and you can do it online, and people can do it by phone as well. And obviously, people who don't have postal addresses are getting this on paper at their door. And we're just ramping up now, so this is good timing. We're pumping up and getting ready for a door-to-door operation, which will happen, and I'll talk about the operational delays. Remember that we're never going to ask for personal ID, you know, like a social security or a bank account or anything like that. That would be fraud, so please report anything having to do with political party. This is not the census, just so that you know. You can report that as fraud. And then just going forward here. This year we have, because it's all online, we have a 12 language drop-down menu, and these are seen as the languages that cover 99% of the U.S. population. These 12 languages are in drop-down and by phone. And if you would just go for one more slide. And there's also a phone number for these languages. And just go forward. And there's 59 languages where you can find guides on YouTube and on the census website. You can find guides in your own language about how to take the census. So next slide. We did have obviously a delay because of COVID. Normally we would be wrapping up the door-to-door operation around now, and actually there was a 120-day requested extension. So we are up and starting to train people at the end of the month through mid-August, and then door knockers will go out according to state and federal health guidelines and local health guidelines at that time. And this is called at the bottom there, non-response follow-up. And there's some more operational adjustments that you can find on the census website in their press release section. About all the various ways that we're counting people, group quarters, dormitories, prisons, seniors, assisted living. That's our group quarter. We also have a different operation for counting mobile populations, homeless populations. And we did the update leave program, which I mentioned already, which is important in rural areas where people don't have a postal address. They're getting this, they've gotten this delivered and should have gotten it delivered already door to door. If you would just advance, please. This is our response outreach area mapper. Sorry, I clipped off a little of the title there. This is actually showing your area. One census tract is highlighted. And this is an estimator based on the American Community Survey. It estimates how likely you are to have a low response rate or a high response rate in your area. And this is showing that darker teal area is a likely lower response. The reason why I'm showing it to you, besides the fact that what we're doing now is finding out where we are low in response and what was estimated to be higher. And then we're trying to address tract by tract throughout the country, where should we go to have mobile questionnaire assistance? So I will explain that a little bit later. But you yourself can use this as legislators. You just Google Rome and census, and you can find extensive information, and I just clipped a piece of that on the right-hand side. You can find out a lot of things. Does this tract have internet? Are people living in poverty by what percentage? What languages are spoken? What type, do they have a computer in their home? Do they have internet? So it's a vast tool for you, and it's accessible for you right now online. So that's a free one online for you. If you would just go to the next slide. I just clipped stuff. This is some data. You can go online. This is a live self-response tracker, and you can go online yourself and find it. And so I clipped out, this is data from last week on the 23rd of July, just 4 days ago. And this is showing Steuben's County response rate for self-response, internet, phone, and paper. And it's 58%. And actually, we have had a crisis in New York City. So the state of New York is lower than the national average, which is about almost 63%. And I expect it to be 63% when they update the data today. So just know, Steuben is kind of like the average for the state right now. I'll give you some comparison. Tremong has really been burning the road, and they have 650. They have a response rate of 65% as of today. So, and you know, there are some lower percentages in your area as well. But I'm going to show you a little bit more of a breakdown with this next slide. Oh, wait, no. First, I'm going to show you Bath, because I just did a search on, you know, where the legislature is located in Bath. And you may know you have a central complete count committee for the census that is being operated chaired by Institute for Human Services and all the county planning of three counties. The planning departments from three counties are participating, as well as some other stakeholders that find census very important. That may account for the fact that Bath has a little higher response rate. Actually, I think it's the highest one that I found in Steuben County at 64%. And then if you just advance to the next slide, you can see the breakdown of the whole county. This orange area and the darker orange areas. So those of you who are legislators in these orange areas, I hope to follow up with you or my colleague. Actually, I'm stepping off the census at the end of this week because as the field operation ascends, and we are hiring more and more people for the door-to-door operation, my program working with partner organizations is closing down, and I'm going on to work on some other advocacy work. But my colleague, I'll give you my colleague's contact, who will be continuing to work in partnership. It's very important to address these orange areas because it's pulling the county's numbers down, all right? So I highlighted tract number on the right-hand bottom there, 9615, and that's showing that there is only a 36% rate in the kind of the lake areas, and we have tried to do some work there. So I am certainly looking for your tips as partners with the census as to what kind of events might be coming up that are happening socially distanced or services. At the county fairgrounds, we did a food bank trying to catch people mobily with iPads and ask them to fill out the census if they haven't. You know, those who haven't filled out the census yet are the people who aren't likely to. So we're trying to reach these populations, which we call hard to count populations. So that is people who have less access to internet, less access in general. And I'm looking forward to hearing any ideas you have at the end of the presentation about how we could reach these people in the Southwest and the Northeast, as well as these lighter blue areas. Darker blue indicates a higher response, whereas the lighter blue areas is, you know, somewhere in the middle there. Okay, we can go to the next slide. Yes, we're still recruiting. These are $20 an hour jobs, and you can work 5 hours to 40 hours a week, or maybe even slightly more. So that's 2020 census /jobs. And you might find people who need to be recruited in those peach areas, actually. So if you know people in those peach areas who need a part-time job, get them to do this ASAP. If you could advance, please. And we, as partnering with you as a census, if you have data requests, things you're studying as a legislature, we can also assist you. And so you can make requests for data, and there's a website on the bottom right. Please advance to the next slide. I think we're almost done. These are the handles, the social media handles. And we are doing what's called a push week this week with mobile questionnaire assistance, which I told you. Just if you have a function or an event, or you know a store in these low response areas where we should be with for a couple of hours in a day, where there's a frequented area, I can reserve staff to be sent out there on a table or not. And they will be assisting people to do their survey. To do their census survey. So that's push week. We're doing events specific to ramping up for the door-to-door. Obviously, we're saving resources if we get the self-response versus sending people door-to-door, and it will happen more quickly. And then I think we have one more slide. And this is my contact information. As I said, I'm stepping off, and above there you have the partnership contact information, and I can drop my colleagues' information into the Dropbox and my phone number, and I'm reachable through Wednesday. And that's my presentation. And I'd be happy to take up your questions and have a little brainstorm if you have some ideas about these lower response areas. I think some of you are probably very aware that there is, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in each person who is not counted that is being lost. So I do feel that as governments, now with COVID more than ever, it is essential to do this, to be motivated in getting a higher response. What I normally do after this is send some social media and media tools, which are sample messages, links to creating badges and banners for your website. You can take the sample messages, drop them in your county newsletters, your town newsletters, and things of that nature. I also have some hard copy materials if you think there's any need for that. But that's, and I give presentations, obviously, and we table at events. And then the thing I mentioned about mobile response units. So any questions today? I hope you enjoyed the presentation.
Has a question? Yes, my district has a fairly large Amish population, and I'm guessing they're probably not going to fill those out and return them.
Yeah, that would be one of the harder to count populations. And I do have a colleague who will somewhat be taking over in the area who has been working with Amish in the Yates County area and Seneca County. So perhaps I could connect you as far as the things that he's been doing to reach out to them. If I could, you know, get your name through Brenda, or if you wanted to drop it in the, you can't drop it in the chat box. I'd be happy to connect you with him if you like.
Just to follow up on his question, are you guys doing anything above and beyond to try to identify these Amish communities? Because you know they're going to be a low response rate.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just give you an instance. For instance, we had a nice market in downtown Elmira, and there were some Amish folks who were doing the vending, you know, for food and vegetables. And so there, I'm not a specialist in the Amish community, but I do believe that this community is being addressed specifically to try to get them, you know, whatever communication channels they are using to get the census message to them. And I think for you as elected officials, it's important for you to also extend that outreach together with the census representative. And that's what we're looking to you to help to assist with. If you're aware of certain communities that we can get materials to, if you can call them, if we can call them, and make specific outreach. And again, I'd be happy to connect you to a couple of colleagues who can help you follow through with the Amish community. It's also seasonal house dwellers. So we do want to fill in the census as a zero for seasonal house dwellers. I have a special flyer for that. I could attach into whatever I'm going to send with the contact information of my colleagues as a follow-up. If that suits you, please do open this email and call my colleague, and or you can call me. And if you want to write down my number so I can pass you on to colleagues for the Amish and Lake communities, I am at 401-834-2289. That is 401-834-2289. And I can also give you my senior partnership specialist contact, Jason Eastman. He's going to be for the whole region. He's not the Amish specialist, but he'll be the anchor in the area for everyone. His number is 716-861-1283. He will be able to connect you, as well as I will, via email to my colleague Michael, who's in the Tompkins County area, who has been working with the Yates and Seneca County Amish communities. And that would be a good one to follow up on.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
How do you
keep track of or find the homeless or transient population. Might be staying at a hotel one week and staying at somebody else's house the week after that.
Yeah, it's challenging. Well, a list has been compiled together with the complete count committee of, you know, the shelters and the pantries and the locations that people anecdotally understand to be where homeless people are residing. And before, I forget the date, I don't think the date's been determined because of COVID. It's probably going to be in September. There'll be someone visiting on the ground first, and then they'll go and do the count in those areas. So if you have areas that you feel, or areas where you know homeless populations are, and you want to make sure that that's on our list, you could certainly forward that information to me. I'll forward it to my colleague to make sure it's on our list. And the organization from the census that is doing that work is called the Area Census Office. It's a separate operation than the partnership program. They are based in Rochester for your area. And so we would get you that information. We would get you to get that information to the Rochester unit for the census. They're the ones who are actually implementing the group count, group quarters count, and the homeless population count. A good question.
One more question.
So Jennifer, this is Hilda. I had spoken to you before, and I did go to the council, city council in Corning, and hopefully they're going to put it on their website, and I encourage any of the legislators here for their own respective communities to get them to put it on their websites and to speak at the meetings to say, you know, this is important, this is going to help all of us because of the funding and the necessary school education funding, et cetera. So I really think, and we should be putting it on our website as well.
For the next 10 years, and we're already, you know, a lot of governments are already having some issues with finance, obviously. Thank you, Hilda, and thank you for connecting me to this meeting today. We have what are called web banners, you know, so whoever your communications person is, you know, there's a link, and then it shows up as a cute banner on your website. Oh, go to the census. Or, you know, you can just take them to the link 2020census.gov. And that right there, the home page is start here, which is, you know, you're taking the census. And then if people don't have their letters and census ID from the letter anymore that they received in the mail, you can just do it by street address. So there's a top and a bottom option. And the bottom option is, you know, to do it by your street address. So even if people didn't receive their census in the mail, they can, in the random occasion they didn't, they can go online to 2020census.gov, and you can go yourself. And there's also tons of partnership materials, outreach materials right there. So just Google 2020 census and partnership outreach materials or outreach materials, and you're going to get embedded flyers, links to embed a flyer on your webpage, anything that you like there, badges, banners, you know, cute little slogans, and those can be used on social media as well. And, or you can just pick a message from one of the flyers and insert it with your own image into the newsletter for your town.
Okay. I think we're good here. Thank you, Jennifer, for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate meeting you all. It's good to see you. And I'll follow up, I suppose, with Brenda, if that's okay with her, and get you some materials and get you the contact person for the Amish community, which is extremely important, obviously, and anyone else you can think of. In fact, I will write a little, I'll add some bullet points about who are hard to count populations. And then from there, you can also think a little further if there's some needed outreach among your constituents where you provide a bridge and a link. Have a wonderful day, and let me know if you need anything.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, bye.
All right. Next step is open a public hearing.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held by the Steuben County Legislature on the 27th day of July, 2020 at 10 a.m. relative to land submitted for inclusion in certified agricultural districts 1,
3, and 6 during the 2020 annual 30-day review period to consider the recommendations of the Agricultural and Farmland Protection Board and propose modifications of said agricultural districts. This public hearing is being held by written comment only. As of this date, I have not received any. They do have until Friday, July 31st, to submit comments to either or to Amy or myself.
Okay. So we'll declare the public hearing closed then.
Mm-hmm.
Adoption of previous meeting minutes.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Any reports from standing committees? Any special committees? Reports of county officers? And I don't see anything else. Do you have any?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, we'll move into the general orders of the day. The clerk, please read Resolution 1.
Introduced by Mr. Swackhammer. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions. Second.
Any questions? This is by roll call vote.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Rush.
Yes.
I'm going to give Mr. Ryan another try. Mr. Ryan. Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yeah.
Mr. Bennett.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 1
carries. Thank you. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten. Receiving and accepting the July 27th, 2020 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Under off-track betting, is that $7 we received?
Yep, it was.
Not a typo.
All right, this one is by acclamation. All in favor, make a note of saying aye.
Aye.
Carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Presenting local law tentatively number 1 for the year 2020, Steuben County Ethics Law.
Second.
Any questions or comments? This is just presenting, yeah.
Guys, just I read through it, but I was wondering, is there a redline version of the change to all one, or that we could?
There was at the committee bit.
It was pretty much an entire rewrite.
Okay.
Yeah. We initially had it as amending, and if you see it now, it is presenting. So next month, if this goes forward, we will have a repealing of the existing because the red line is basically an entire document redlined.
Okay. Can you email us a copy of the existing one, or where?
I believe I did email it to everybody.
Okay.
I can get you one. It's also on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's local law number 5,
1990. Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is by acclamation as well. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Would the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, authorizing the clerk of the legislature, county attorney, and county manager to conduct a review of the Steuben County Charter.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I guess I probably should have asked this in the admin. Why do you need our permission to review that?
It's in state law.
Really?
It's, you have to either form a committee or designate officials to review it.
Okay. Since Mr. Shue wasn't going to do it himself. All right, this one is by roll call vote. The clerk, please.
No, that's an I crossed RC off and put
it. Oh,
I'm
sorry, you did. You did. This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 4 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 5?
introduced by Mrs. Sparatella and Mr. Swackhammer, accepting and appropriating Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act funding.
Second.
Any questions? This one is by roll call vote. Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malta.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Ms. Latimer. Approving the addition of agricultural lands to certified agricultural districts.
Second.
Any questions? This one is also by roll call vote.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Malter, authorizing the Director of Emergency Services to enter into a contract with Mid-State Communication and Electronics Incorporated.
Second.
Any questions or comments? If not, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yeah.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries.
Resolution 7 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, approving the 2021 workers' compensation budget.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I guess I would at least like to thank Mr. Sprague for his very good work on getting the workers' comp plan under control, managing it effectively, and actually making it attractive for other municipalities who want to join back into it. So I think he's done a very good job. And this one is roll call vote.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna. Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Resolution
8 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, approving the 2021 Workers' Compensation Table of Apportionment.
Second.
Any comments or questions? This is also by roll call vote.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Roush.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yeah.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchild.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Ms. Latimer.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. Do we have any other business?
Yes, we have one matter regarding pending litigation.
Okay.
Motion to go into executive session. Second, any litigation?
Motion. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We are in an executive session. Clerk will petition the Zoom room. This meeting, that would
We do not need anybody else. Anybody on the call do we need? Just legislation? Okay.
Did see that email for the.
Did you?
Thank you.
Anybody from the public talk?
Yes, we had a couple. The problem is this mouse is horrible. One of those touchpad mouse. One more.
They're good. I'm going to lock the meeting now. Maybe.
So nobody can join?
Yep. Okay. Very good. And let me stop recording. All right. Do we have the Child Victims Act pending litigation matter, which the governor last year?